everyone, it is me, Saina, and in this episode I'll be talking about and covering a very, very big thing that I feel that needs to get talked about and get discussed more. It's about traveling everywhere while dealing with disabilities and rare diseases and mental health conditions, as well as traveling when you are dealing with past trauma that you have went through in life. I feel that when it comes to a disabled person traveling, I feel that they should be able to be accommodated in a much better, more professional way, especially for those who do air traveling. I think the TSA need way more training when it comes to the people who fly on airplanes with disabilities. And they need more training when it comes to those who have autism, because an autistic person should not be getting kicked off the airplanes or kicked out airports just because they are dealing with sensory challenges or have a severe fear of airplanes, and it overwhelms them sometimes. And the TSA should be mindful of it and be more compassionate about it, more understanding about it, because we have these programs for us disabled people like the TSA Cares, and they should be able to accommodate and help all people with disabilities, not just a specific type, help all of them, be patient with all of us. And sometimes in situations, we have times where we get very, very overwhelmed and get scared, and we cannot help what goes on inside our bodies at all, and we don't have the tools to where we could just self-regulate ourselves in the quick way like the average person can. We get upset easily when it comes to certain things because we don't know how to really communicate those needs to people, and it's very, very hard and challenging because we're not trying to do it just be disrespectful and stuff like that. We just don't know how to really express ourselves when it comes to these situations. And for the TSA to kick you off the airplane, to kick you at the airport, tell you that you cannot fly just because an autistic person having a sensory overload or outburst, that's just not fair at all. And that's discriminating in all forms of way. The TSA should know better. They should be more understanding, because I'm sure they might have them a child or a family member who have autism or any other condition, and they wouldn't want their son or child or daughter or niece and nephew or anyone in their family to get kicked out of the airplane just because their loved one is scared or having a outburst or a panic attack. They wouldn't want to have the best care and help for them. And respect, we struggle a lot trying to just to be out here, and we don't always want to depend on getting care from parents and family members. We want to be able to do things independently, but we just need more support than others in certain ways, and to be having that type of treatment, that's not okay. The TSA should also be more mindful and considerate for those who are dealing with rare diseases, as well as the airlines. The airline should be more equipped to deal with these matters. That's what they are trained for. That's why they work for, they study for, and everything else. They should know exactly how to deal with people of all backgrounds, no matter what. Instead of them just dealing with the typical population, they should be able to know how to deal with everybody from all areas. And I feel that the TSA should not tell someone who have rare disease that them bring their medications on board is dangerous, where it's not dangerous at all. There's nothing wrong with bringing your medicines on airplanes at all. You should not have to throw away your own medications or give someone your medication. The TSA is backwards in my opinion. I feel they let people go on these planes with guns and knives, which is highly dangerous. That is the most dangerous thing to be bringing on airplanes, to take those items to an airport. They get away with it all day long. But why is it when we try to bring our medications, that's considered dangerous? I don't see nothing wrong with it at all. It's nothing dangerous. You should be able to take your medicine on the plane regardless of what the TSA thinks, because when it comes down to it, it's your health and that's your body, and you have every right to bring that medicine on board. And that's what the ADA tells us. It lets us know that we can bring anything that helps us in any form of transit, and we should be able to do it with no problem. That's why we have all these laws to help us when we travel on these transportation agencies. And same thing on the bus. The disabled person needs to sit on the bus. We should be able to sit in the front, not going way in the back of the bus. Some people who have mobility issues cannot sit there. They need to be able to be in the front. The bus driver should be able to accommodate that no matter what. If an autistic person wants to sit in the front, they have that right. If a person who have anxiety conditions want to sit in the front, they have the right to. If the person have any physical disabilities, they have the right to sit in the front too. Disabled is disabled. It does not matter. Does not matter what type it is. You're disabled. You are entitled to the front seat regardless of what the situation is. And these transit agencies are not helping the disabled at all. They're not even trying to help or understand at all, and especially for us females. And I also wanted, and I also deal with TSA agents should not have to pat you down when you tell them that you are a survivor. They should be able to be more mindful, more careful when it comes to this. Some survivors don't want to be touch in areas where they have been abused at, and that is okay. The TSA should be respectful of that. They should not overrule what the persons tell them not to do. They have consent laws with them too, and if the person tell you not to touch a certain part of their body, the TSA should not force themselves to do that and all. Because some survivors, they are triggered. They are sensitive when it comes to being touched. I myself am a survivor, and I don't really want to be touched in areas where I have went through my trauma experiences at. And if a survivor tells you no, it does not mean you disobeyed them and touched them. No matter what your position is, if you are a doctor, police officer, TSA agent, bus driver, anybody, it does not give you the right to touch that person at all. No means no, and consent goes in all positions. And if the TSA agency should not disregard your wishes if you don't want to be touched, there are many, many other forms of security that the survivor can go through. That does not mean they are obligated to get pat down. And these agencies are not even equipped to deal with survivors and disabilities and people who have rare diseases or mental health community. And I feel they need so much more work in these areas. They need more training. They need more courses and so much more. And what they are doing now is not okay at all. And if nobody's not going to take the stand to talk about this, to help bring change to this matter, I want to become the first person to do it, and I look forward to talking to our elected leaders about stuff like this, because this should not be going on and on constantly. All these behaviors need to get stopped right away before it gets worse. And I feel so bad for the people who are getting kicked off their airplanes and getting kicked out the airports and getting banned from flying on airplanes because their struggles and their needs and their conditions wouldn't have, because that should not be happening at all. That is straight up discrimination in all forms of way. And I hope all the people in the disabled community who was going through that, you would make sure you do you a lawsuit, because they should not get away with that. And to all the survivors, I stand with each and every single one of you guys. It's a real challenge dealing with things like this. Do not give up. Fight for what is right for you. you are not obligated to follow certain rules with your body that you not want to do. And to all my sisters and brothers in the rare disease community, do not be afraid to bring your medication on any planes or anywhere you travel. Stand up for yourself and bring that medicine, because you know that's for your health and your body, and you want to be healthy as you travel. You don't want to get sick, and you don't want to be in no forms of pain. You want to be as healthy as you can be going and coming home from your trip, wherever you might travel to. And I stand with each and every single one of you all. I love you all so much. Thanks for listening. Bye.